Time now for a classic episode of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Hear more, including all new shows, at homecomingradio.com.
Well, hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Some of the classiest people in all the world are right here in this room.
Wow. Thank you.
And to our good friends around the globe, we welcome you for the 739th time.
That's amazing.
To this gospel music carousel called Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. We're in Studio 14R.
14R, Gordon.
Twin Towers, beautiful downtown Alexandria. That hallowed spot. Hallowed? How about hallowed? Where the music brings applause, but the chatters for the cause.
There you
go. And we're
going
to broadcast today from Bill's Gospel Music Hall of Fame.
All right.
That's right, Kevy. He's buffing the brass plaque.
I'm buffing.
And Tori is dusting and
That's
polishing.
Me.
And Aaron is looking for his picture on the wall. Gordy is saying, I don't see mine either. And we keep saying, I'm no fool. This is pretty cool. And on this international.
You gotta believe day. You can do whatever your mind can conceive, but the real truth is, you gotta believe.
Our fearless leader has his Vestal Goodman hanky in one hand and his homecoming mic in the other. He recently won the Green Thumb Citation.
That's nice.
Bill, I just want you to know, I can make anything grow. Gaither!
All of my guests today have grown up doing gospel music, and they are the best. The Tallies, Jason Crabb, Joseph Habedank.
Oh, the vocal band. Gordy, you're singing today, buddy.
All right.
Triumphant. William, it's going to be a gotta believe kind of day.
Linda Randall and Marsh Hall.
To the other side.
Well done.
And my public service announcement today is this is International Healthcare Thank You Day. To those people in the healthcare profession who serve us with great care and commitment, we applaud you today.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
From newborn babies to aged and elderly, they provide countless services that are vital to a better way of life. Thank you, folks. You're the best. Caregivers.
That is a worthy.
Our hats are off to you.
This song's all about perspective, Bill. I love it. Maybe things will change because of the way you see things.
Yes.
I've noticed something lately that I've never seen before. My neighbors are so thoughtful and my family loves me more. There's music in the traffic and there's laughter in the air. And little deeds of kindness everywhere. I feel excited like a kid the first warm day in May. Like something great is just about to happen any day. Grass and trees and sky look different. The people passing by are different. How could it be? The difference is in me. I just can't wait to find out what each day will have in store. The things that were important aren't important anymore. A happy home and sunshine on its face. The joy I feel in knowing I have chosen to do right. To know that all the past is gone and I can sleep at night. My days are filled with simple pleasures, love and peace and other treasures. And I believe the difference is in me. All the people that I meet are different. The taste of what I eat is different. I do believe the difference is in me.
I'm not ready for this.
It's too late.
Look, a curious award this week from the Sand Stealers of Saskatchewan.
Wow.
Saskatchewan.
Okay.
Whatever you want to call it. Meeting at Sal and Sammy Sandcastle in Sandstone, Saskatchewan.
Yeah, keep it up.
They gave us their Slinky Stinky Award.
You are a master of alliteration, Phil. Yeah. You sure are.
They said their words to us are just sand, so we have to ask, are you kidding us, man?
Oh, man.
Well, here's the word of the day.
The word is epigrammatic.
Epigrammatic.
Oh, yeah. Easy. Wow. I got it. Epigrammatic for 40. Okay, anybody 40. Know before I go with this?
It was on the tip of my tongue, but then that bell just scared me to death.
I understand your intimidation, my friend. Get back, Chili Gordon.
It's not really intimidation.
The epigrammatic is a little known but very critical part of the car engine that was designed in 1949 by Effie Blackwood, who drew out, she took out, yes, a pen, and, well, it was her paper and her EpiPen, and she drew it out.
Oh, gosh.
Now, let me tell you how it works. The epigrammatic is engaged. One person got the EpiPen reference. The epigrammatic is engaged, and then the tappet head fires the knurled piston, which in turn engages the planetary gear. It knocks the cotter pin into the bonnet, releasing the return spring, pushing the king valve down the king's highway.
Oh.
It therefore increases the ISO ratio. It boosts the BMI ASCAP ratio, pushing more gasoline. The gasoline then flows into the CSAC.
Oh.
And taps the T-bone, which is connected to the ham bone, connected to the foot bone. There you go. Did I get that right?
Great.
Foul.
Not even close.
That's one of the best ones ever.
Thank you. Thank you.
Here's the tallies.
Lifted up by the tallies. That song was inspired by the guy who had seen Bethel Goodman's hair.
It was high and lifted up.
Sure, right.
That praise and worship hair. Yeah.
This is an amazing artist, one of the best in our business, Jason Crabb on Homecoming Radio.
I started on this journey so many years ago. I've come through grief and sorrow as I've traveled down life's road. I pressed through times of trouble, got up each time I'd fall. But through tears and disappointments, it's been worth it all. Every heartache,
every trial, I do it all again to get to where I'm going and to stand here where I am. I'm running for the finish line, but should I have to crawl on my knees, I claim the victory, shouting it is worth it all. I see the lights before me, I know I'm nearing home. I know who walks beside me, cause I've never been alone. Each time my heart grew faint within me, I could hear the Savior call. Travel on a little farther, child, it'll soon be wonderful. Every heartache, every trial, I do it all again to get to where I'm going and to stand here where I am. I'm running for the finish line, but should I have to fall on my knees, I claim the victory, shouting it is worth it all. Should I have to crawl on my knees, I claim the victory, shouting it is worth it all. I claim the victory, shouting it is worth it all.
Here's the Jim Brady Trio.
All three of them.
Good Lord willing and the church don't rise, I'll be telling everybody about the love of Christ. Doing all I can every day of my life. Good Lord willing and the church don't rise. Good Lord willing and the church don't rise, I'll be telling everybody about the love of Christ. Doing all I can every day of my life. Good Lord willing and the church don't rise. Good Lord willing and the church don't rise. We only get so many heartbeats in a lifetime. I wanna make the most of everyone. We only get so many times to see the sunrise and let this whole world know what God has done. Good Lord willing and the church don't rise, I'll be telling everybody about the love of Christ. Doing all I can every day of my life. Good Lord willing and the church don't rise. Good Lord willing and the church don't rise.
I believe that his return is very near.
But if tomorrow you still find me here, and the church don't rise, I'll be telling everybody about the love of Christ. Doing all I can every day of my life. Good Lord willing and the church don't rise. Good Lord willing and the church don't rise. Good Lord willing and the church don't rise, I'll be telling everybody about the love of Christ. Church don't rise. Good Lord willing and the church don't rise, I'll be telling everybody about the love of Christ. Doing all I can every day of my life. Good Lord willing and the church don't rise. Good Lord willing and the church don't rise. Good Lord willing and the church don't rise.
Hey, we love it when you go to homecomingradio.com and yes, drop us a line, and here's just a few of them.
Sean says, I work nights and listen to you on my iPhone app. You keep me focused on the straight and narrow with the Lord, and I'm better for it. Your words and music are inspiring, and I love you all.
And Paul says, I just bought me a new car so I could get the satellite radio and listen to you. Wow. I also downloaded your iPhone app so I could hear you all day. I do love the great music you play.
And this one says, I love those archive programs that you keep on your website. They're the best, and I can hear you anytime I want. I'm always in awe of what you do. The music is the best, so please know that you're loved and appreciated. Thank you, Dave.
We've never had a more exciting letter read by Aaron there. That was just, that was such excitement. I appreciate
Aaron
that.
Aaron, that's pretty cool when somebody will buy a car.
Yeah, that's right. Homecoming Radio. Wow. Well, this one says, I listen to you on the radio and I watch you on TV, which, of course, is the best way to enjoy a radio program. And as I sing loudly along with you and there I worship as I join in the music, which that is the idea. You people lift my life, many others like me, more than you'll ever know. So thank you for doing what you do. And that is from Rebecca. God bless you, Rebecca.
And we do love your emails. It's homecomingradio.com. I talked to Bab Shea, who sang this song first when he was in England, and he said he saw it on manuscript. Mm-hmm. Stuart Hine was the man from England who wrote the lyric. The music, I think, is public domain, and I'm not sure they were ever able to trace back who actually wrote the music of it, but Stuart Hine was credited with the lyric. And Bev said the first time they sang that in London, it was amazing. Then they brought it to New York City, Madison Square Garden. The rest is history. Listen, here's Wintley Phipps.
Oh Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands hast made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. Thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art.
Savior God to be. How great thou art, how great art. How great, how great, how great, how great art.
Our goal today was to remind you to believe in yourself and good things will happen. I believe that, Phil.
And if you travel cyberspace, you can hear more of us online. Download our free Homecoming Radio iPhone app at homecomingradio.com.
You'll find our concert schedule and the latest Gaither video information at the same spot.
Check out our Facebook page. It's as fun and interesting as Aaron just trying to read that. And you can also leave us an email note at homecomingradio.com. Yeah.
It just goes to prove that co-hosts can't share teeth. Yeah. We have 95 great homecoming stations in the state of North Carolina, like WAIZ, WKRX, WXRI, and WTJY. Thank you, North Carolina, and a big salute.
Bill, Gloria wanted me to tell you that the comfort food cooking class begins tonight, and I guess you're front and center. So.
Yeah, anybody knows I'm built more for comfort than for speed.
See you next week, everybody.
It's been a great day today, and we sure hope you enjoyed it. For gospel music is the best music in all the world, and you've heard only the best of the best today. People ask us where they can find this music. Well, if you're out in cyberspace, check in at homecomingradio.com, for the same music you listen to here can be found there. homecomingradio.com. And thanks for tuning our way, and until we meet again, this is Phil Brower. For Bill Gaither and the entire Homecoming gang, saying later, everybody.
You've been listening to an encore presentation, and there's more where this came from, including all new shows at homecomingradio.com.